Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, March 24th. We'll tell you what investigators are now saying about the gunman in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting this week and how lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting as the debate over gun laws intensifies. Also, millions more Americans are becoming eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Which states are next on the list to open it to all adults? Plus, what new research found about the Quarantine 15, why the U.S. Postal Service may be slowing down the mail, and the next big Marvel movie coming to streaming the same day as theaters. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A memorial full of flowers, candles, and signs is growing outside the grocery store where a gunman opened fire in Boulder, Colorado earlier this week. And people are stopping by to pay their respects to the 10 people who died. Police have now identified them all, and they range in age from 20 to 65. They included a Boulder police officer, young grocery store workers, a business owner, mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons. Flags are now lowered nationwide in memory of those victims. Meanwhile, investigators are starting to learn more about the accused gunman. A 21-year-old man from another Denver suburb is now charged with killing all 10 people at the crowded supermarket. Police say he acted alone, but they don't have an exact motive. That said, the suspect's family told them the man was suffering from some type of mental illness and would get delusions. Apparently, he believed people were following or chasing him. Investigators say he bought the assault rifle used in the attack just 6 days before the shooting. The city of Boulder actually banned assault rifle sales back in 2018, but just 10 days before the shooting and 4 days before the man bought the gun, a judge blocked that ban, saying cities are not allowed to make their own rules about guns and that it's actually up to the state. On a national level, lawmakers in Washington are once again confronting calls for gun reforms. And those calls have especially picked up after two mass shootings now since last week. Senators talked about two proposals. One would expand requiring background checks to include guns bought online or at gun shows. The other would give the FBI more time to vet gun buyers who get flagged by the National Instant Check System. The Democratic-controlled House already passed both of these measures earlier this month, but the votes were mostly along party lines. Almost every Democrat voted yes, and almost all Republicans voted no. So in the Senate, where it's more evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, the bills face an uphill battle. At the Senate hearing just yesterday, some Republicans said expanded background checks would not have stopped the shooting this week in Boulder or last week's mass shooting in the Atlanta area. And they say adding more background checks would go against the Second Amendment right for Americans to bear arms. For now, some Democrats say they should not settle for anything less than universal background checks. And many want even more gun reform after that. For example, President Biden is calling on Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. He said it will save lives and we have to act soon. But as NBC News reports, that idea is even less likely to get enough support in the Senate. To be continued. Millions more Americans are starting to become eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Starting today, everyone 16 and older can sign up to get their shots in Utah and in certain parts of Arizona. Tomorrow, everyone in Georgia can start making vaccine appointments. Then Texas, Ohio, Indiana, and more are opening up their eligibility to all residents in the next week. You'll remember President Biden pushed states to make sure everyone 16 and older can sign up by May 1st. But as you can tell, a growing list of states are determined to beat that deadline. So far, more than 30% of American adults have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot, and 14% are fully vaccinated. Health experts have said getting these vaccines is key to returning to pre-pandemic life. So as the number of vaccinations gets higher, more restrictions are being lifted as well. For example, Virginia's governor just announced some changes. In that state, more people are now allowed at events, even indoors, and sports and entertainment venues can start welcoming more people back. At this point, more than a dozen states do not have mask mandates in place, and even more states are expected to lift their mandates in the coming weeks. That said, the White House COVID-19 task force has been reaching out to state officials to talk about how new strains of the virus are still spreading. The CDC director says they're trying to convince state leaders to, quote, slow down the relaxation for just a little while longer. Americans now have even more time to sign up for health plans under the Affordable Care Act. President Biden had already added a special enrollment period through mid-May, and with a lot of people still signing up, he just extended that. So now people will have until August 15th. Remember, the ACA, or Obamacare, offers some options and possibly some discounts if you aren't already getting insurance through an employer. Typically, though, you only have limited time at the end of each year to change your health insurance plan unless you have a so-called qualifying life event, like a recent job loss or change. So this second extension through mid-August is a big change. More news is just ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it's part of your daily routine. And that's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for months. I also appreciate that I don't feel like I have to hold my nose when taking these pills, and they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always. And you can get your money back for your first order if you don't love Ritual within your first month. So get your key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get a discount. You can get 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. If you've gained some unwanted weight in the last year, you're certainly not alone. The American Psychological Association surveyed more than 3,000 adults in the U.S., and most of them said the pandemic has been bad for their weight. The men said they gained, on average, about 37 pounds. The average for women was 22 pounds. Another peer-reviewed study backs this up as well. Those researchers used weight measurements from smart scales, and they found adults under shelter-in-place orders gained about 2 pounds a month. And researchers say a lot more Americans likely kept up their lockdown habits even after restrictions were lifted. That means moving around less and likely eating more. They say the trend is concerning, especially since obesity was already a public health problem in the U.S. before the pandemic hit, and people who are obese have a higher risk of getting a severe case of COVID-19. That said, it does seem like Americans are ready to get back to working out. For example, a couple gym owners told The Atlantic they're even busier now than before the pandemic hit. Plus, a lot more people are looking for ways to work out at home. In fact, demand has been so high for Peloton exercise bikes and treadmills that customers have been waiting weeks or months for deliveries. The U.S. Postal Service has a plan to save money, but it could mean slowing down some mail and likely raising some prices. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced a new proposal this week. If it gets approved, it would take up to 5 days to get standard first-class mail delivered. Right now, the standard is 3 days or less. The plan would also shift more deliveries to trucks instead of planes. It would cut hours at some post offices, and it might raise the price of postage, although it's not clear by how much. Keep in mind, the proposal comes at a pretty desperate time for the post office. It's been struggling financially for years, and it could now lose $160 billion over the next decade. But not everyone thinks this new proposal is the right way to make up for those losses. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it would undermine the very mission of the USPS. Other lawmakers worry this could dramatically slow the delivery of critical things like prescription drugs and Social Security checks. However, the Postmaster General says at least 61% of mail will be delivered in less than 3 days anyway. And no matter what, the USPS needs to either make changes or get a big government bailout. Either way, nothing is set in stone yet. The Postal Service still wants to get the opinion of the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission before making any real changes. Well, Prince Harry is now a tech executive. He's been hired on at a Silicon Valley startup. It's called BetterUp Inc., and he will now be the company's chief impact officer. If you're not familiar, BetterUp is an app that gives coaching and mental health support. It works with employees of major corporations like Hilton, WarnerMedia, and Chevron, just to name a few. Prince Harry has apparently been coached by BetterUp as well. Moving forward, he'll now give input on product strategy and corporate giving. Plus, he'll be a public face of the company. Prince Harry has been an advocate for mental health services for the past few years, and he and Meghan Markle have recently opened up about their own struggles. Disney is doubling down on its streaming strategy. The company now says two of its highly anticipated movies will hit both streaming and theaters at the same time. The first is the live-action film Cruella, which will be released on May 28th. The second is the Marvel movie Black Widow, which is now set to drop July 9th instead of in May, like originally planned. Both movies will debut on the big screen as well as on Disney+. But on streaming, you have to be subscribed to Disney+ and still pay a $30 rental fee. Of course, this is something we've seen more and more of during the pandemic, as fewer people are going to in-person indoor theaters these days. So studios are now turning to streaming to boost revenue. It's not clear how long that will last, though. Disney has already said some movies coming out later this year and early next year will be released only in theaters at first, just like they used to be. It's a new record. A Banksy painting has sold for more than $23 million at an auction. That's the most expensive painting ever by the legendary street artist. You may remember the painting. It's called Game Changer, and it debuted last year. It was created in honor of British healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic. The artwork shows a young child playing with the toy of a Red Cross nurse wearing a cape and face mask. The artwork was donated, and until now, it's been on display at a hospital. But now a reproduction will take its place, and proceeds from the sale will benefit the hospital as well as other health organizations and charities in the UK. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you have not tried Rothy's shoes yet, let me tell you, they're incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period. Apparently, it's thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design, and whenever I find shoes that combine comfort and style, I'm sold. They even add in sustainability, so I can feel really good about buying from Rothy's. Yes, they've literally transformed tens of millions of bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And Rothy's innovative manufacturing methods are also planet-friendly. Another major bonus: Rothy's are fully machine washable. Simply toss your shoes in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Plus, Rothy's has a bunch of chic styles to choose from. It's no surprise their best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 3,000 near-perfect reviews. And I give my Rothy's flats that I wear all the time 5 stars as well. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how companies are holding off on firing workers right now. As you know, millions of people have been laid off because of the pandemic. But when it comes to cutting ties with workers over performance issues, companies are pumping the brakes. Executives and corporate advisors tell the Wall Street Journal their businesses are reluctant to even raise performance issues right now, since so many people are dealing with high stress. Of course, that stress comes from school closures, childcare crises, and burnout from long at-home workdays, among other things. So business leaders say they're trying to give workers more chances to improve, especially if they've been good employees in the past. In some cases, companies are also adjusting the way they measure performance. For example, one HR firm said it gave up its usual formal performance reviews and decided to have more ongoing conversations with employees instead. All right, thanks as always for listening today. We will catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.